Scientists have found that mutations can be artificially induced in several ways. Back in 1926, working in his lab at the University of Texas, Dr. Herman J. Muller began some new experiments. He set up an X-ray machine in his laboratory. His purpose was to see if mutations could be caused by radiation. He conducted his X-ray experiments on the fruit fly. X-rays can produce some striking abnormalities among the descendants of irradiated fruit flies. Nearly wingless flies. Flies with extra wings. White-eyed flies. Muller found that X-rays can also have a deadly effect. When he X-rayed fruit flies, a certain proportion of their descendants died as embryos and the eggs never hatched. Scientists have photographed irradiated cells and find that strange things happen. This is a normal cell dividing. The chromosomes split, draw apart, and two new cells are formed. These are cells that have been irradiated. They cannot divide normally. Some of the chromosomes are broken. Some are misshapen. Sometimes the chromosomes fail to split and the cell cannot reproduce. But lighter doses of radiation may cause changes that can't be seen in the chromosomes, apparently by producing changes in the genes themselves. Thus, the descendants of irradiated germ cells give us albino corn, distorted ears of corn, and stunted plants.
But Dr. Baxter, are all the effects of radiation bad?
Most of them are. Therefore, we must be very careful when we use radiation.